Well, hello, everybody. Yeah, it's Dominic Cortese. I'm back, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
It's Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. It's Dominic Cortese back in the saddle. Thank you to my boys, Phil and Nick, for sitting in last week. Took their mother on a little vacation. And thank you to Jerry, of course, Jerry Craig, for doing a great job, as always, in bridging all the gaps that exist between the weeks when I'm not here. So how are you? What's going on? Give us a call. Open lines today. Whatever you've got to deal with around the house, I'm here for you. With a phone number, 803-0930. Outside the 716, you can call me for free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open and ready for your questions. At 803-0930. A texter writes, I'm installing a Delta bathtub. They recommend DAP 3.0 sealant. Can't find it anywhere. Is there an equivalent? The answer to that is yes, there is. However, I did find it for you. It's available at all the Ace stores. It's $9.99. You can even buy it online, but available at all the Ace stores. Depending on where you live, you can check it out. Just Googled the sealant brand, and it came up available at Ace. I would say without question, you could use any comparable polymer sealant for that installation. This is a standard product, really, for most renovations. So any brand that has the same characteristics. The DAP 3.0, by the way, is clear. So I think that may be something you need to be mindful of. I'm not sure why they would have specified a clear sealant, but whatever. That's what the 3.0 Crystal Clear Polymer Kitchen and Bath Sealant at 3.0 is. $9.99 available, as I said, at Ace. So a couple things. Let's see. First, I want to tell you that we've got quite a lineup coming up in the weeks ahead on the program, starting with, let me just go to the right place here. Let's see. Next week, we've got Joe Afalo coming in from Gorilla Garage Gear. On the 9th, Mickey Kearns will be coming in. We'll be talking about the phenomenon of an increase in foreclosures post-COVID. And as you may recall, we've had Mickey on several times talking about the zombie house phenomenon, and this kind of relates to that. He's trying to get ahead of the issue of preventing your home possibly from going into the zombie status by being proactive about a possible foreclosure. So that's coming up on the 9th. On the 23rd, we have the opportunity to talk about how important home inspections are in a real estate transaction. Right now, many homeowners, prospective homeowners, are waiving the requirement of a home inspection only to have the consequences of what might befall them with repairs fall squarely on their lap if they waive that home inspection mandate. So the topic on the 23rd of the month will be to stress how important it is to always have a home inspection, whether you make it part of the contingency of the sale or not. It's still very important to get another set of eyes on what you're looking at purchasing with them being such a major investment. You know, the rose-colored glasses we wear when we're looking at something we're excited about are what a home inspector sees through, and it's important you be mindful of the risks that could fall on your lap if you waive a home inspection. So that's the topic for the 23rd. So some exciting shows coming up. And of course, today, open phone lines, 803-0930, 803-0930. Outside the 716, 1-800-616-WBEN. And don't forget the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 803-0930. A texter writes, what is the most economical building to build for storage? We are considering a pole barn or steel building or something. Can both be insulated? In the future, the answer is yes, you can insulate a pole barn. We actually have a pole barn at the Cortese Complex on Main Street in Clarence. Very economical structure to build. when you rate the cost per square foot. We have a 4,500 square foot pole barn, 20 foot walls, and it ran just around $200,000 to build the frame and structure, finish the exterior, insulated walls with three garage doors and three service doors. I absolutely think it's the best value per square footage when you talk about a storage building, for sure. Another texter writes, is there a preference for bathtub walls as far as how far up the wall should be tile-wise? Yeah, great question. There's a kind of an unwritten rule that you go up to that 6-foot mark and stop. Always wondered why that was when you've got that extra foot or so of wall area there above that. I always think it looks better to tile right to the ceiling and possibly even tile the ceiling of the tub or shower as well to really give you some extra moisture protection. Makes it a little bit easier to clean that area as well, too. Certainly the most important thing about a bathroom, though, is to make sure you have a properly operating, well-ventilated bathroom fan that will void the room of the moisture. We talk about moisture and its consequences, and bathrooms are the number one place, of course, where you're going to generate concerns for moisture. But anyway, yeah, going tiling right to the ceiling, I think it's a better look than stopping short. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. Oh, one other thing I forgot to mention before we begin our commercial break. I've got some openings still on the 25th of April for our cooking school, the Unpastas. That's where you're going to learn how to make risotto, polenta, and gnocchi. Jerry Clemente, the chef from Cipollina's restaurant, will teach you how to make those, and that's the 25th of April. Some openings still in that class. And then, of course, the series continues. The June class is sold out. July 11th, we have a night in Naples. August 8th, Tuscan Treasures. September 12th, Picante Calabria. October 10th, Magical Marche. November 7th, Bologna alla Grassa. And December 5th, Holiday Traditions. Our classes are the first Monday of the month, and they are where you could register by going to Cortez.net and go to our services, drop down to the Come Home to Cortez Cooking School. Virtually every class has been sold out since we started this, and we're excited to be able to offer the heart and soul of the kitchen being brought to you with learning cooking from Jerry Clemente. As part of the kitchen renovation, now you can actually have the cooking element into the whole operation of having your kitchen renovated too. How's that sound? Check it out at Cortez.net. And of course, everything we do is listed there. Our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our handyman services, our better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, all at Cortez.net. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Cortez, your man for home improvement. Before we talk to you today, though, we're going to travel to the Clarence branch and say good morning to our good friend Gabriel Maddalena, the manager of the Clarence branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank. Hey, buongiorno, Gabriel.
Hey, buongiorno. Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good, good. How's things in Clarence there?
Everything's wonderful. We are rocking and rolling, open for business, waiting for your callers to give us a call or stop right in.
Okay, which we want them to do, and we want, of course, to prompt their interest in the 2.5 fixed for 12 months home equity line of credit, which continues at Lakeshore in spite of the uptick in rates.
Killer rate. No closing costs, just like you mentioned. Fixed for 2.5%. There's no better product out there, no better bank to deal with. This is something that I think everybody needs at least to inquire and find out more about. And if they're going to act on it, I would act on it ASAP.
Like I said, rates are inching up. What's a mortgage rate right now?
We still have a 3 or 4 in front of it. So, you know, depending on the term, and we are still very competitive, but the rates are starting to creep up. But if somebody is interested or even thinking about refinancing or doing a home improvement project, I would encourage them to give us a call because you know what? No matter what, Lakeshore is always going to have a product for them and a great rate. We can get creative because we have so many different products out there.
I can think of 4 right off the top of my head, Gabriel. Of course, the home equity line of credit at 2.5, the future value, which will loan you against the improved value of the house, and of course the cash out refi, and then of course a new mortgage. All ways that you can finance a renovation through Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Absolutely. And like I said, with the unique products that we have, like some of them that you mentioned, we have a whole lot more. We can get creative with different products that we have, you know. And so we're going to make sure that every customer is going to have the time that they deserve, and we're going to make sure that they get the product and rate that fits their budget.
Okay.
We're going to make it work.
The number at the Clarence Branch is
688-6114.
One more time, please.
688-6114.
For 131 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore.
Hey, it's Bowerly here to talk to you about the trees in your yard or on your business property. The warmer weather months are right around the corner, so if you have any concerns with trees, call AJ's Tree Service today. Maybe your trees simply need a trimming, or you want them removed, or your trees need proper nutrients to survive. Once again, call AJ's Tree Service, because now is the time to take care of your tree issues so you can enjoy beautiful and healthy trees on your property this spring and summer. AJ's Tree Service now has a free spring assessment. Jeremy will evaluate your trees and shrubs that are threatening property damage, and will provide an analysis that is honest and free. From tree removal, tree and shrub care, tree pruning, or any emergency tree situation, call AJ's Tree Service for a free spring assessment of your trees. Call AJ's Tree Service, 908-1282. That's 908-1282 for AJ's Tree Service.
Hi, Steve Tasker for Western Lincoln in Amherst. You know you've worked hard to get where you are. It wasn't always easy, but diligence, focus, and persistence have brought you here. Well, let the folks at Western Lincoln take you where you'd like to go next. As the only exclusive new Lincoln seller in Buffalo, they are the perfect partner for the journey of your life. And perhaps you want to take that journey in a beautiful new 2022 Lincoln Corsair? They are in stock and ready to drive away today at Western Lincoln. Come in and drive home tonight, or you can custom order a new 2022 Lincoln Corsair or any other new 2022 Lincoln exactly the way you want it. After all, you've earned it. And please keep in mind Western Lincoln's concierge service. We'll bring any new Lincoln to you to test drive, home or office, anywhere in Western New York, at your convenience. And for post-purchase service and maintenance, your vehicle is picked up and returned to you. Western Lincoln in Amherst, the exclusive new Lincoln seller in Western New York, on Millersport Highway, just north of UB. If you're thinking Lincoln, think Western. Enjoy the journey.
At Isaac, your family's safety and comfort goes beyond heating and air conditioning. We show you how heat pumps ensure a comfortable, safe home while saving money on energy bills. A home energy assessment evaluates the need for air sealing and insulation to keep your energy costs low. Ask Isaac about New York State incentives when you choose energy-efficient products and services. We help you with this and so much more. Take comfort knowing Isaac provides services that improve the quality of your life. Visit isaacheating.com today.
When you own a small business, sometimes you need funds fast. So go to OnDeck, America's largest online small business lender with over $14 billion funded. OnDeck makes it easy to apply in minutes and, if approved, get your loan as soon as the same day so you can get back to business. Go to OnDeck.com. Your loan is on deck.
Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank member FDIC. Limited eligibility for same-day funding. OnDeck does not lend in every state. All loans subject to lender approval.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. When you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done properly. Call Ava today and get an on-the-spot written estimate. There's no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement, 343-ROOF. Schedule a free estimate today. 343-ROOF. That's 343-76-63. By the way, you can schedule right online, avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember, to buy right the first time, and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:22 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez. It is Hammer Time Radio. And how are you? 803-0930. That's the number for you to call right now. Anything that's going on around your house, give us a call. Don't forget to watch Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, Hammer Time TV. Paired up with Hammer Time Radio, we got you covered on radio and television. On Hammer Time TV, you'll see Phil, Nick, and Michelle with tips around the house and all of our Hammer Time partners as well, giving you their input on ideas and improvements for your home. Hammer Time TV, Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, airs Saturday mornings at 5:30, Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. Check it out. 803-0930 to NT we go. Steve, good morning. We're at your house.
Ah, cool. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
My pleasure.
I have a single-family house built in 1958. Has a poured concrete basement foundation.
Okay.
And the basement is dry, except for a small area underneath the front door foyer. It's about 4 feet by 7 feet. It kind of sticks out from the house, and the basement perimeter follows.
So there's basement area underneath the foyer. Is the foyer have square footage above it, or is there a porch?
The basement is underneath the foyer.
Okay.
So it juts out about 4 feet, about 7 feet wide, small area.
But it's living space above when we consider it part of the house.
Yes.
It's not an outside porch.
Correct.
Okay. So there's wetness there.
And the reason is because the upper edge of the foundation is 12 inches lower than it is around the rest of the perimeter of the house.
It's stepped down there for some reason. So the grade may be an issue there because of that height difference in the foundation wall. We may be getting water infiltration right from the landscape.
I suspect that's true because it comes in with dirt and bugs.
Yeah. So the fix should be easy enough to just taper the landscape to below that level. Another idea would be if you can do this. There may not be possible with steps in the way, but to surround the foyer with a drain tile that would be connected to something somewhere, either a conductor line or to a stone pit or something like that, but that may not be possible to do because of the steps that are at the front door.
So you think drain tile at the level of the ground, and you're not talking about the basement floor here.
Right, exactly. At the elevation of the landscape, just to promote the water drainage away from that area as opposed to having it collect there and then infiltrate.
Yeah, it seems like for that design, it seems bizarre. I'm not a house builder, so I don't know why he would want to lower the foundation top.
Well, let's talk about the landscape. What's going on there on either side of the protrusion of the foyer? Is there a buildup of bedding?
Just some garden beds, yes.
Okay. So the area where the wall, the foundation wall is shorter, could you easily taper the grade so as to not have the grade be above that line?
Yes, we've done that. It seems like sort of a fix of the symptom. I'm curious to know, though, is there a more fundamental solution that might be appropriate rather than just trying to...
Well, I think fundamentally the issue is the grade.
Okay.
You know, the elevation of the foundation needs to be higher than the grade. Otherwise, you're going to promote this kind of problem where water's going to infiltrate.
Right.
So, yeah, fundamentally, I think it's the grade. But we have a design flaw in that, you know, the grade's not is consistent around the house and the foundation height is not. Another idea I could throw your way is to consider some kind of membrane, waterproof material on the outside of the house that would bridge the gap between the foundation and the height of the grade. You can perhaps use a rubber membrane. You could attach it. You'd have to dig either side, left and right, of the front door. And then you'd have to dig down maybe a foot or so, adhere the membrane to the foundation, bridge over the gap between the foundation top and the framing. You'd have to take siding down to do this too, and then put the siding back. Now, that'll give you the assurance the water's not going to leak in.
Yeah.
Well, or the drain tile idea.
Yes, and in fact, I already know pretty much that we need to clear out the stuff on the outside.
Yeah.
As my second question regarding, and it's about trying to find the right category professional here,
mm-hmm.
is the sill plate, the way that's constructed on top of the lowered part of the foundation is there are three layers of two-by-somethings,
okay.
two-by-sixes, and the bottom ones are shot because of previous efforts to stop the water coming in from the inside.
Oh, I see.
Something was some kind of...
So this could lead to a major repair if we don't deal with this.
I think it's going to need to be replaced, the sill plate, and
yeah.
probably the second layer.
Here's my guess, Steve, as to what happened here. My guess is that foyer was supposed to have been a step down. And then somewhere along the way, somebody said, nah, let's make it even with the house, when the house was being built. And hence the step down in the foundation wall. And it was compensated for with plates. So that's my guess as to why that exists.
Okay.
So now, repairing rotted wood underneath an existing floor system is challenging. It can be done. The floor would have to be supported, the rotted wood removed, and then new plates put in. It's kind of a laparoscopic process, if you can imagine. It will involve taking the siding down, as I said, and at the same time, this membrane idea could be employed, so we could, you know, ensure it's not going to reoccur.
Right.
I would recommend treated lumber be used where those plates are, so we have some moisture resistance to the wood, so we don't have to deal with a future rotting problem.
All right. Do any of your partner vendors do this kind of a task? Or
so we could tackle this for you. It's kind of a major minor kind of project in that it's major in terms of how important it is, and you know, small in terms of its scope and size. So yes, we could attack this for you. The wait time may be a factor of concern because we are very behind schedule. But if that's something we can work with and work you into it, then yes, we can help you.
All right. Okay. Well, that answers question two.
Okay.
Makes me happy in the morning here.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we left you on the high note.
I'm sure I'll be checking with your office next week.
All right, Steve. Thanks for the call from NT.
For your help.
Steve's line is now available for you, the number 803-0930, outside 716. It's a toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Hey, by the way, have you noticed that you have to dial 716 now when you're calling a number? This kind of started happening to me in the last few days. It's kind of a little bit of annoying, but anyway. When we come back, we're going to travel to Buffalo, talk to Kevin about removing popcorn from his ceiling. The dreaded popcorn removal job. More on that after the bottom of the hour news break with Tom Puckett. We'll be back with more after the news. Good morning, Thomas.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. A source tells the Associated Press the Bills have moved closer to landing $200 million in league funding for a new stadium. The NFL Stadium and Finance Committee backed the Bills' request for a G4 loan. A formal vote comes Monday during the NFL owners' meetings. State Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy has filed a Freedom of Information request into Governor Hochul's administration regarding communications related to bail reform.
She's been dodging the press. She's been talking out of both sides of her mouth. And that's only what we know. Can you imagine the double dealing that's gone on behind closed doors?
Langworthy says he wants all forms of communication, including phone records, texts, and emails, from the start of the year. Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Rumor says there's a crisis of violence in and near schools across the country, and federal funding is needed.
There should be an analysis done by asking the schools first, what do you need, and then whatever it takes, you know. It should, if it takes $1 billion to make our schools and communities safe, so be it. It's better than some of the things that we're spending our money on.
Rumor says the BTF will work with fellow unions and federal and state lawmakers. A movie partly filmed in Buffalo is up for Best Picture. Nightmare Alley is one of 10 films up for the top honor at tomorrow night's Oscars. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
So how do you increase the value of your home? Well, you update your bathrooms. It's Dominic Cortez here, and when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my friends at Twin City Glass. Twin City offers beautiful glass enclosures for your shower or bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Call Twin City Glass, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. See for yourself how many options are available at Twin City's life-size showroom in Willitzer Park, or stop into the Come Home to Cortez showroom where we have their products on display there as well. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Have you heard? There's a brand new country station in town. The all-new 107.7 and 104.7 The Wolf.
Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night.
We only stop the music once an hour, playing the country you love.
You're one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody. I'ma need some whiskey glasses, cause I don't wanna see.
If you love country, you'll love Howlin' with the all-new 107.7 and 104.7.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Relizin is a registered trademark of Bonafide Health. Offer valid on subscription only.
Ladies, do you remember life before menopause? Before the hot flashes? When you could still get a comfortable night's sleep? I did too, but I was tired of just dealing with it and didn't want to take hormone replacements. I wanted something naturally powerful. So I asked my doctor. She recommended Relizin from Bonafide. Relizin's a hormone-free supplement made from flowers grown in southern Sweden. What I really like is that it's recommended by over 6,000 doctors. And because it's not a drug, you don't need a prescription. I can honestly say it changed everything. I rely on Relizin to stay cool all day and sleep comfortably at night. You can too. Relizin isn't sold in stores, so visit Relizin.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable. Order now and you'll save 20% off your first month subscription and get free shipping. Just use code Radio62. That's code Radio62. Just go to Relizin.com right now.
Everything for your garage in three easy steps. Available at Gorilla Garage Gear. You can get a new garage door, you can get a new epoxy floor, and you can organize your garage, all from Gorilla Garage Gear. Joel Fallow will be our guest next Saturday here on Hammer Time Radio. In the meantime, give him a call at 715-6927. Remember to dial 716 first. 715-6927, or go to GorillaGarageGear.com. And by the way, if you call Joe today and say, listen, I just heard Dominic talking about you, he's going to give you the extra special Hammer Time discount, a 25% discount on a new garage door when you book an epoxy floor. Epoxy floors from Gorilla Garage Gear are awesome. I have one. So easy to get rid of that winter grime, a little water, a little scrub, and a squeegee, and it's gone. Yes, book your garage door today and get a discount of 25% with a new epoxy floor from Gorilla Garage Gear, 715-6927. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
With gold hitting record highs, now's a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Head to Tag Jewelers and they'll pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers buys diamonds. For over 40 years, Tag has been providing the knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins in their clean, comfortable setting. Trust Tag for the best price on your valuables. Tag Jewelers, 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it.
I think if you're approaching or already in retirement and you've done a great job of saving, you don't need just a financial planner. You need a retirement specialist.
Michael Heburn, Chief Operating Officer, Level Financial Advisors.
We specialize in helping retirees generate income, pay less in taxes, and make their money last throughout retirement.
Level Financial Advisors specializes in retirement planning for high net worth individuals. Call or text now, 716-727-5047, or go online to levelfa.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio. I recently interviewed Roxanne Sorensen. Roxanne is the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, the largest geriatric care management service in Buffalo. Roxanne and her staff have dedicated their lives and careers to finding solutions for Buffalo area seniors. If you're frustrated and not getting the answers you deserve for your loved one's needs, you must contact Roxanne at Elder Care Solutions now at 823-1476. That's 823-1476. Elder Care Solutions has the answers you deserve.
Hey folks, do you know how to instantly bring that dark, stuffy room in your house back to life? I can tell you. Natural light and fresh air, that's how. There is a simple, affordable way to get both. Now that you know, there's only one place to go. Those in the know, go Lenco. Fresh Air Skylights from Velux offers natural light and ventilation all in one affordable product. They'll not only brighten your home, they're good for your health and well-being too. Lenco can help you with Velux Skylights options to suit every budget. Just choose one that's right for you. Then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Velux. Find out more about Velux Skylights and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com. They're on Seneca Street in Buffalo in the 14120 zip code. They're on Sheridan Drive in Williamsville at the 14221 zip code. And of course, the main location on Delaware Avenue in Buffalo, Tonawanda, right across the street from Lakeshore Savings Bank at the 14217 zip code. Go to Lenco and learn more about Velux Skylights.
Hammer time.
10:38 is Hammer Time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez, and how are you? 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now and give us a call, whatever I can help you with around the house as we travel to Buffalo now and chat with Kevin about his popcorn. Good morning, Kevin. You're on WBEN.
Hey, hello. I have a popcorn ceiling, and I'm going to hire some contractor to remove it. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are, what I should look for in when they remove it. How do they prep the surface? How do they repaint it?
Yeah.
How do they try to mitigate the dust?
Yeah.
And is it rude to ask for an insurance certificate to make sure they're insured? And the last part is payment. I don't mind giving the gentleman some money up front, but I want to pay as I go so I don't get stung in the end. And I don't want to sting the contractor, not pay all at the end either. So your thoughts on those?
All good questions. First, let's start with the insurance part, because that's like tantamount in my mind. I wouldn't have anybody work in your home without proper insurance. And there's absolutely no embarrassment in asking for proof of insurance. In fact, you could go a step further and be named additionally insured. We can't stress that enough, as how important it is to hire somebody who has proper insurance. I can go on and on and rant about that, but yes, that's very important. Now, as far as money, yeah, a deposit's in order. I wouldn't give an excessive deposit, but somewhere, you know, depending on the size of the job, maybe 20%, 25% would be a reasonable deposit. By the way, the state has an opinion on this. Payments must bear reasonable resemblance to the status of work. So a deposit would be typically used for purchasing of materials, and that may be in order here, because the next thing I want to talk about is the actual removal process. Now, what should be done first, Kevin, how old is the house?
93.
Okay, so that's a good chance then that it is drywall, of course, and it's a good chance that it was sprayed on with joint compound, but there's a possibility that it was sprayed on with Durarock. Now, the Durabond is a harder joint compound material that sets up faster and harder and is impossible to scrape. Did anybody do any test scraping?
I have an area where some moisture got in the bathroom, and it peeled off very easily, but it's not painted.
Okay. So, assuming we can easily scrape, the next thing we want to talk about is the protection process. What's going to happen with all the contents of the room? How many rooms are being done?
Six.
Okay, wow. So, are they going to be done room by room, one at a time?
My game plan is to move all the furniture out so they have free access.
Okay. So that's fine. That's extra work for you, but I appreciate that, because then the important thing is it's going to be very dusty and very dirty. So the entire floor area should be covered, and it should be covered with a material that'll take people walking and working on it. And we want to make sure we capture and collect. because believe it or not, there's a chance there may be some asbestos in play, at play here too. So capturing and collecting and bagging and disposing of this scraped joint compound is going to be important to keep everybody safe. I won't even get into the whole asbestos testing thing because I'm sure that hasn't come up at all, right?
No.
Yeah. So, you know, technically, it should be tested for asbestos, and I can tell you that it's still used in joint compounds. So there's a good chance we have asbestos at play here, too. So the important thing there is that they protect themselves and that the dust control be in place to collect the scrapings. Now, once we scrape, now we have to talk about what's going to happen to the surface. Is it going to be skim coated? And if so, are you being assured that it's going to be a nice, flat, paintable surface? Because that should be a discussion you should have, too. What you don't want to have happen is the scraping occur and you're left with a lot of gouges. Because then, really, you know, you may have just left the popcorn alone. So that's an important discussion to have with the technician doing the scraping.
My game plan is for him to paint it, too, because the hard work is taking the popcorn down. The easy part is doing the painting. I want to let him do the easy part also.
Well, you know, but you're smart because the painting will magnify and show all any imperfections that may be existing in their repair process. So it's a good test of their work to have them include painting so that you can get a good visual as how well they did in the joint compound repair process. Okay?
Already.
So I think we walked through it all. Did we miss anything on your list?
What should I serve them for lunch?
Yeah, don't. You don't want, I tell my customers this, do not be caring for the men because you don't want them camping out. We want them to get the job done and move on. So, yeah, give them some water, maybe give them a cup of coffee, but give them that cattle prod to get the work done too.
Thank you.
All right, good luck with that, Kevin. Let us know how it turns out.
I will.
All right. Kevin's line is now available as we move along to Buffalo and chat with Bob. Good morning, Bob. You're next.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. What can we do for you today, Bob?
Okay. I have a chimney that goes from the attic second floor to the first floor to the basement, and it's flaking and scaling.
Where is it doing that? On the roof? Below the roof?
No. On the first floor.
Yeah. So is it visible? You're saying first floor? Meaning is the chimney exposed?
Yes. There used to be wallpaper, but I believe there was moisture, and I had to take the wallpaper down.
Okay. So do you have a new furnace by chance?
No.
So we're still venting the furnace through the chimney?
Yes.
And the hot water tank as well?
No, just the furnace.
Okay. So what happened to the hot water tank?
It's gone to a different chimney.
Okay, good. So my guess is that if we have moisture infiltration on the main floor of the house, it means it's traveling down through the attic. So I think it's a flashing problem, or it could be a chimney cap problem. One of those two. Now you have to isolate this, and the way you do that is, if you when the weather allows, get up there with a hose, have somebody watch where the water might be coming in, and test first the chimney cap, and then test the walls of the chimney where the flashing attaches to it. You can then perhaps narrow down where the water's coming in from. You're going to need a mason then to do those repairs if it's on the chimney cap, and a roofer if it's the flashing.
Well, there's no flashing on the chimney.
Well, there is the problem then, because the only way to protect water infiltration from around a penetration through the roof, regardless of what it is that it's flashed to the roof. And it's step flash, which means it's stepped into every row of shingle.
Okay.
So if you don't see flashing around the chimney, something's very wrong with how that house was roofed, because that is essential around a masonry chimney.
They just put tar around it.
Yeah, well, there you go. You need flashing, period.
Okay.
So you need to hire a roofer for that.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you very much.
Okay, Bob. thanks for that question. A little odd that there wouldn't be flashing around a chimney, though. Somebody really missed a really big step there. 803-0930, that is the magical helpline. Pick up the phone right now and give us a call. When we come back, we're going to travel to Middleport, talk to Janet about a sewer gas problem. Then we're going to go to Alden and talk to Joe about leakage in his basement. We'll talk with them and to you right after this. Hey, did you ever move your refrigerator only to be completely shocked by what you see? Well, gosh, you don't move it that often, right? What collects down under your refrigerator? Usually dust, maybe a toy or two, maybe some pet dander and pet hair. Well, guess what? That's the same stuff that's collecting in your ductwork, right? It's allergy season and spring cleaning time. Most know about washing windows and cleaning carpets, the things you can see. However, don't forget what you can't see, and that's your ductwork. My friends at Indoor Air Professionals are prepared to help you breathe easier. Indoor Air has been helping people across our region breathe easier for almost 40 years. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning. You know, that would make me about 70. I'm not going to say 40 years. I know. You meant 30. But 30 years, yeah. Okay, thanks.
Oh, 29 years, it says.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my eyesight going on me here.
Yeah. I mean, duct cleaning, once again, we have about 54,000 potential previous customers within your voice. And, you know, it's a good time to do the repeat if you have
sure.
in the past 3 to 6 years. And
so now that it's spring cleaning time, what's the extra special duct cleaning discount going to be for our Hammer Time Radio listening audience?
Okay, so first of all, the medical-grade air purifiers, once again, they're 40 times more efficient than HEPA filtration, and the portables, you're going to still save $300 off.
Wow.
On the whole house units, you can save $500 off.
Mm-hmm.
And then we move along to the high-capacity dehumidifier. Not only can you save $250 off, but we just got word that there was a price increase. I have like four left, so you can get the 2021 pricing if you call me today on that.
Okay.
Lastly, with duct cleaning, we have the all-inclusive special, which would save you anywhere from $75 to $125 off your duct cleaning.
Remarkable. And these are discounts you can only get today, so you need to call right now. Here's the number, 683-3000, 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier with Indoor Air Professionals for every breath you take.
Are you ready for Lincoln Black Label Editions? Then welcome to West Her Lincoln, Buffalo's exclusive Lincoln seller. Lincoln Black Label Edition vehicles are designed to impress those with truly discerning tastes, unifying and elevating design and service. Featuring a curated collection of interior themes and a host of exclusive membership privileges, like a private in-dealership fitting room or a mobile showroom that comes to you. And remote delivery up to 30 miles from the dealership. Membership offers a premium 4-year, 50,000-mile maintenance package covering all recommended service and replacement of wear items. Pickup and delivery and use of a temporary vehicle is included for any service or maintenance needs. And complimentary anytime car washes and annual fine detailing will keep your Lincoln Black Label vehicle in pristine condition. Custom order your new Lincoln Black Label vehicle today at West Her Lincoln in Amherst on Millersport Highway north of UB. Lincoln Black Label, our ultimate expression of design and personal service. Welcome to West Her, New York. See dealer for complete details regarding maintenance package.
It's time for the 10th annual Colton RV Show at Seneca Allegheny Casino, March 20th. 24th through the 27th. Enjoy free admission. No money down. No payments for 90 days. Trade bonuses up to $5,000. Savings up to 40% off MSRP. And see hundreds of Class A, B, and C motorhomes, fifth wheels, travel trailers, and toy haulers. Save thousands on top brands like Tiffin, Winnebago, Grand Design, KZ, Thor, Coachman, Primetime, Gretsch, and Forest River. Plus, purchase during the show and choose a cooler or Kuma camping chair. and enter the money machine for on-the-spot cash. Whether you're a first-time RVer or it's time to upgrade to make this camping season the best ever, visit this show and save big on inventory that's ready for immediate delivery. Find show hours and more information at ColtonRV.com. Don't miss the Colton RV Show at Seneca Allegheny Casino in Salamanca, March 24th through the 27th.
Oh!
Honey, what's wrong?
Ugh, another leg cramp. I'm so tired of these. I'll never get back to sleep now.
Those painful muscle cramps and spasms, they can strike at any time. It's inconvenient and painful. You need TheraWorks Relief for muscle cramps and spasms, the fast-acting solution for calf and leg cramps day or night. Unlike messy creams and ointments, non-prescription TheraWorks Relief comes in a fast-absorbing topical foam and dries quickly with no residue or strong odor. Best of all, it works fast. And to stop muscle cramps before they happen, use non-toxic TheraWorks Relief in the morning and at bedtime to prevent muscle cramps and spasms all day and throughout the night. TheraWorks works, so don't suffer another day. Get TheraWorks Relief for muscle cramps and spasms. Available at stores everywhere or online in original 7-ounce and new 3.4-ounce travel size at GetRelief.com. That's GetRelief.com.
So next week here on WBEN, we celebrate 33 years of this program airing at the same time at 10 o'clock on Saturday mornings. 33 years of Hammer Time Radio. I've been involved with our family business for about 50 years, and that's how long I've known Bill Horbitt Sr. Yeah, we go way back to the days when our dads were involved with our companies, and over all those years, we've stayed friends. And if you see Bill, you ask him what his philosophy in business is, he'll shrug his shoulders and he'll say, just do the right thing. And that's what you get at Big L, the right thing with their total trust guarantee. Anything they ever touch, they'll stand behind. And if you'd like to see a great window, either come to the Come Home to Cortez showroom on Main Street in Clarence, or stop into the Big L showroom on William Street in Chickawaga and check out the Marvin windows. Marvin windows at our place from Big L. We have the essential window. It's a fiberglass product, fiberglass in, fiberglass out. Fiberglass more stable, by the way, than vinyl. It doesn't go through the same expansion and contraction issues that you have with vinyl windows. Marvin makes the essential window. They also make the Elevate, which is a fiberglass out wood interior, and then the Signature Series, which is the wood window with the cladding exterior. All available at Big L Windows and Doors, 2727 William Street in Chickawaga, 895-8484, biglwindows.com. Check out Marvin Windows, Therma-True Doors at Big L Windows and Doors, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:54 is Hammer Time on WBEN. You've got Dominic Cortez, and you've got Hammer Time Radio as we take you to 11 o'clock and news time. And then my good friend Linda Pellegrino steps in with Senior Radio here on WBEN as we travel now to Middleport and chat with Janet. Good morning, Janet. What's going on around your house?
Hi, Dominic. About a week ago, I noticed like a sewer type smell in my basement. I was kind of wondering if you would have any idea what would be going on with that.
So it's just started a week ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any open drains in your basement?
No, just a sump pump.
Okay. And are you on septic or sewer?
Sewer.
Okay. Is there any problem with the function in your house? Is everything flushing? Is everything draining?
Everything's fine. Everything is fine.
Okay, so the only outlet in the basement for anything coming in from the outside is the sump pump.
I do have like a utility sink, but that's it.
Okay, can you narrow down in the basement where the smell is?
It seems to be everywhere.
Okay, but like if you go over to the sump pump, does it smell stronger there?
Possibly, yeah. It's more, yeah, I believe it is more like on the one side where the...
Now, does it smell sulfury or does it smell more like sewage?
More like sewage.
Hmm. So my concern here, Janet, is that we have a sewer break and it's getting into the groundwater and then it's traveling into the sump.
Great.
So that's why I asked if everything's functioning properly. But if everything is still flushing right, it may be that it's still draining, but it's broken somewhere. How old is the house?
About 33 years old.
Okay, and you've always been on sewer, or did you convert from septic to sewer?
No, it was always sewer.
Okay, so my advice is going to be to bring a plumber over who has a camera who can check the integrity of your sewer line.
Okay.
You could also check with the town as to whether they have a highway department that can help you from the municipal side of the equation. Maybe the brakes off your property.
Okay.
So my guess is sewerage is getting into the groundwater and then leaking back into the septic into the sump system, and that's why you're smelling it.
All right.
Now don't wait on this because that's not healthy.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds.
And then promise me you'll let me know what happened.
Okay.
Okay, dear. All right, Janet. Thanks for the call. And good luck with that. Hopefully that's an easy fix. I can't imagine. You remember, Jer, a few years ago, this guy called a few times. He was in the Willow Ridge area. He had the same problem where he was having sewerage come into his sump system. Same exact thing. And I never knew what happened to that scenario, but it's the same exact problem that that man was having that Janet just called about. Absolutely. Absolutely correct. To Alden we go next. And Joe, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Hello.
How are you, Joe?
Good. I have about a 60-year-old house and a sump pump with drainage along the outside walls.
Okay.
Inside, along the inside walls.
Got it.
I have a water problem. It seems coming up through the wall, through the floor.
Okay.
It doesn't seem to be coming on the sides. There is a little where you can see the drainage. Some water has infiltrated.
Okay. Your problem, Joe, is that your drain tile lines are encumbered. That is not uncommon. That's when the water can't get to the drain tile because the drain tile is blocked. I have this problem at my house with iron ore. It comes in through the groundwater and through the weep lines and gets into the drain tile, and then it dries up and it's like harder than rock. So every once in a while I have to have the plumber come in with a cutting tool to cut through that to keep my lines clear. It's a big deal. So you may have the same issue. You may have just silt that's collected over the years. From your cleanouts, hopefully you have cleanouts, or from the actual sump pump where the lines connect in, a cleaning tool could be put in through those holes and flush that whole system out. That'll encourage then better drainage, better water flow from the outside into the drain tile and then into the basement.
Okay, I've had estimates to redo the outside, the inside of the basement mm-hmm. walls from 9,000 to 27,000.
I don't know whether you need to go that far. I just think you need to have somebody, again, with a camera, check the integrity of your drain tiles to make sure they're not blocked, and then just simply have those cleaned out. Well, good luck with that. We'll see you next Saturday, everybody, for our 33rd anniversary show. In the meantime, remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls, an Odyssey station.